I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 2nd. A Braintree man is charged with carrying a loaded gun without a license in Quincy early today. Police say 20-year-old Jordan Pierre Green showed a firearm to another person at the 7-Eleven on Copeland Street in West Quincy at about 2 o'clock this morning, and then fled on a bicycle. Officers apprehended Green a short time later and found a handgun that Green had tossed nearby. Green faces charges, including assault by means of a dangerous weapon, carrying a loaded gun without a license, and other firearms violations. Green faces charges today in Quincy District Courts. Investigators have now identified the man whose body was found Monday morning in Squantum Point Park in Quincy. The Norfolk County District Attorney's Office has identified the man as 35-year-old Chun Ming Zeng of Quincy. State police responded to Squantum Point Park at about 10:15 Monday morning after a passerby found the deceased male, later identified as Zeng. His body was found in some shallow water. The investigation to this point indicates there is no threat to public safety. State police continue to investigate. Two public meetings will be held this week to begin reviewing next year's proposed Quincy City budget. The City Council Finance Committee will meet virtually today and tomorrow to start going over the mayor's proposed $346.6 million spending plan. The budget represents a 1.9% increase over the current year's budget and restores some funding that was cut from the Recreation Department, celebrations accounts, and money for public safety vehicles. The budget also includes the city's takeover of the Furnace Brook Golf Course. The budget assumes that the City Council will approve a proposal to bond $475 million to pay off the city's pension obligations. Mayor Koch has said he expects a slight or modest property tax increase this year. The City Council may cut from the budget, but may not add to it. The new budget takes effect on July 1st. A 17-year-old girl was taken to a hospital with minor injuries yesterday after a rollover crash in Hingham. Emergency crews responding to a reported single car crash on Lazelle Street found an SUV that had overturned, striking a utility pole. Girl was wearing her seatbelt and was able to free herself. Cause of the crash remains under investigation. Police have identified that fan who allegedly threw a plastic water bottle at Kyrie Irving as Braintree resident Cole Buckley. Happened shortly after the Celtics were blown out by the Brooklyn Nets at the TD Garden on Sunday night. As Irving walked through the tunnel after exiting the floor, the bottle could be seen flying just past him. Buckley, who was wearing a green Kevin Garnett jersey, was seen being taken away by police moments later. The 21-year-old was arraigned yesterday in Boston Municipal Court on a charge of assault and battery by means of a dangerous weapon. Buckley is also facing a potential lifetime ban from the TD Garden. Well, this past weekend's rainy weather could not dampen the optimism for Cape Cod's tourist industry. Most cruises and ferry crossings to the islands were canceled during Memorial Day weekend because of rain and wind. But businesses on the waterfront say the summer tourism season is nonetheless off to a strong start. At many places, right next to the open for business signs, there are help wanted signs. Businesses blame the shortage of workers on unemployment benefits, a lack of visas for international workers, and a decision by many seasonal workers to stay in Florida. Appointments and other systemic changes that were adopted by the Registry of Motor Vehicles during the pandemic will continue, even though statewide restrictions have ended. A statewide mask order and other business restrictions ended in Massachusetts last Saturday. Governor Baker also set the pandemic-related state of emergency to expire on June 15th. The RMV, however, announcing yesterday it will maintain many of the changes that were implemented over the course of the pandemic. Officials say they will continue to use an online appointment system at open RMV service centers and will require unvaccinated customers to wear a face covering. The agency will also continue offering dedicated hours on Wednesdays to serve seniors at some locations, offering learner's permit tests online, and using state vehicles for all road tests. Additionally, the RMV said it will continue working with AAA to serve that group's members. Major movie theater chains are rolling back their face mask requirements. AMC, Regal, and Cinemark have all announced plans to allow fully vaccinated customers inside theaters without masks. Those who have not been vaccinated will be strongly encouraged to continue wearing masks, but can remove them while eating or drinking. Other safety measures like reduced capacity and enhanced cleaning procedures will stay in place. Governor Baker has again filed a bill intended to honor veterans lost to service-related illnesses, including PTSD. The bill would establish the Massachusetts Medal of Fidelity, which would be presented by the Massachusetts National Guard to the families of veterans who lost their lives to service-related illnesses and injuries. The legislation would authorize the state to honor service members who died as the result of service-connected diseases, conditions, or injuries that are related to either exposure to harmful toxins, herbicides, agents, and materials or service-related post-traumatic stress disorder. Baker said the Medal of Fidelity is an important opportunity to honor the brave men and women and their families who have served not just the Commonwealth, but the nation. He said service-related injuries and illnesses can persist long past service, and that his administration's proud to offer legislation that, if passed, will demonstrate the gratitude for the sacrifices of veterans and their loved ones. Massachusetts lawmakers are planning to hold an informational hearing this week to review the state's preparedness for hurricanes and other natural disasters. The Joint Committee on COVID-19 and Emergency Preparedness and Management will hold that virtual hearing on Friday at 1 p.m. The hearing will be live streamed on the legislature's website. Hurricane season began yesterday, making the hearing timely. One of the goals is to have the state align with the recent action taken by the federal government to better prepare for natural disasters. President Biden announced on Monday he's doubling U.S. emergency spending to help communities prepare for hurricanes and other extreme weather events, while launching a new effort at NASA to better understand and track the impact of climate change. The committee is chaired by Representative Bill Driscoll Jr. and Senator Joe Comerford. Online testimony will be accepted until this Saturday at 5 p.m. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 45 points, the NASDAQ dropped 12, and the S&P fell 2. Asian stocks were mixed. In currencies, the dollar rose, the euro was up, and oil at $67 a barrel. In sports, Celtic season comes to an end with the Nets 123-109 victory. Red Sox lost in Houston 5-1. That series continues tonight at 8:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy and mild with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, cloudy, a low of 58 degrees. For tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, the high 70 degrees, cloudy on Friday with scattered thunderstorms, highs Friday into the upper 70s, and turning hot over the weekend, Saturday, sunny and in the mid to upper 80s, and Sunday could hit 90 degrees. The boater today waves about a foot, a light southerly wind, high tide at 6:31 p.m., sunrise at 5:09, setting at 8:14. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, June 2nd.